Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Martine. If you would provide me your zip code.
19380.
And your name?
David Williams.
All right, Ms. Williams, and if you would verify your address for me, please.
I'm sorry?
Could you verify your address for me, please?
130 West Chestnut Street, Westchester, PA, 19380.
All right, so I show you have the active formula and the calm formula. How can I help you?
Yeah, I ordered, it was a CBD oil and a cream. Is that what you're speaking of?
Yes.
And then on the 31st, my account was charged another $95.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Now, looks like what you ordered on the 14th was a trial offer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the product was free to try for 14 days from the date of purchase.
Okay.
So if your account with us went outside of that 14-day window, you're then, per the terms and conditions, you're then charged the full retail price for the trial bottle,
well,
which is the $95.94 for the active formula and then $99.94 for the comp.
Okay, that was nowhere outlined in the advertisement that I read. It sounds like it might have been in the fine print somewhere, but there was no stated obvious charge to what you're speaking of, or I never would have ordered it, you know, $110.
Right.
That's just ludicrous. What's the return policy?
Well, with trial offers, all sales are considered final.
Well, it's not a trial offer if I have to purchase it, correct?
Well, you started off as a trial customer where you paid the shipping and handling costs up front. Now, straight sales is when you pay the $9.94, the full retail price up right for it.
Okay. Well, how can I get my money refunded?
Well, because, you know, it was a trial offer and for the terms and conditions of the trial, sir, it is considered valid.
Okay. Is there a manager I can speak with?
Well, yes, sir, but it is just company policy across the board for all of us.
Okay. I still would like to speak with a manager.
Okay. Well, I would hate for, you know, the information to be repetitive to you.
That's fine. I'd still like to speak with a manager.
Okay. Well, just give me one moment so I can get you transferred over. Well, I'll do cancel out the account for you and get you transferred over. So just bear with me one second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Please continue to hold the line for me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm still on the line with you, sir. Just bear me one more moment.
Okay.
All right, so I do have a supervisor that is available to speak with you. Is there anything else I can help you with before I get you over to a supervisor?
No, that's it.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer service. Hold one moment for the transfer.